Province. Your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Well, South African media could benefit from new funding deals with global tech giants, but an expert says the real question is whether these investments will lead to lasting change. Platforms like TikTok, X, and Facebook and Google have been accused of antitrust practices that limit local media's ability to distribute and earn from their content. Among other findings, the Competition Commission found that Google search results favored international outlets. It had recommended Google pay up to $27 million a year for 5 years. But the company instead agreed to a lower once-off funding package of 688 million rand. Google South Africa says it's implementing targeted investments of funding, products and training to support a resilient news industry. A tech analyst, Arthur Goldstuck, says the funding can help local publishers catch up technologically, especially with AI tools that smaller newsrooms cannot afford.
A big question, however, revolves around who will actually benefit. Is it just the big players, or will little guys like us, for example, also benefit? The real test, though, is whether the support is followed by structural change. So in one way, it buys goodwill for the platforms because they know regulation is coming and they want that goodwill. But on the other hand, will we see fair revenue models and algorithmic transparency?
But he's warning that algorithm changes must come with transparency and publishers should track whether their visibility actually improves.
It's completely feasible because the ranking systems are always being adjusted. And in fact, if you're a Google creator, every now and then you get informed that the ranking system has changed. And if you follow the experts on search engine optimization, you are constantly exploring these systems and advising readers on them. You also find that there's a constant shift, which means that anytime they want to, the owners of these systems can remove bias.
Well, the Competition Commission says other tech companies like Meta, TikTok and YouTube have put other measures on the table, like modifying their algorithm to support South African news content and offering training on better monetizing content. X is so far not playing ball.
This could set a precedent. Once one platform is forced to comply, it becomes harder for others to claim or expect exemptions. And we could see tougher enforcement on issues like revenue share and local content visibility.
Other news, and Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says the Palestinian travellers that arrived in South Africa this week had valid passports but have not applied for asylum. The group landed at OR Tambo International Airport yesterday morning on a chartered flight from Kenya, but they were kept on board for several hours, with officials saying some of their travel details were incomplete. Schreiber says some passports were also missing departure stamps.
As well as the fact that a number of travellers did not appear to have return tickets or addresses for their accommodation in South Africa. Importantly, as with many other countries, holders of ordinary Palestinian passports enjoy 90-day visa-exempt access to South Africa, subject to security and verification procedures, including to protect travelers. As a result of the identified discrepancies in this case, the BMA could not allow them entry right away.
Well, the minister says once checks confirmed the travellers weren't seeking asylum and their care and accommodation were secured, they were allowed to enter under the standard visa exemption. And a 3.4 magnitude earthquake has rocked a northern region of the Netherlands. It's one of the strongest ever to hit Groningen, that has been plagued by quakes due to gas extraction. While no injuries have been reported, the local meteorological institute says it received 66 reports of damage, including 12 residents saying they were in an acute unsafe situation. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, as well as Richards Bay, all a high of 26 tomorrow.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Bafana Bafana defender Nkosinathi Sibisi says they're preparing for an intense battle against Zambia tomorrow. Boland have won the toss and have chosen to bat first against Dolphins in Paul. And the Boks can clinch year-end top position this weekend against Italy.